Chapter 11, Stuff You'll Need. You can't always get what you want, but if you try a bunch of stuff. One of the first things I did when trying to work on my faith and self, when trying to reach out and find and be found by God instead of just meeting culture, was I looked high and low for people I could connect to, really connect to, not just people to stand beside after meeting. People who weren't scared or angry if I actually thought things, standing right there in front of them. People who were searching for more. People with questions. People with problems, essentially, with the system. People who could see our culture, the Matrix, rather than denying it even existed or had any effect on anything. And I found them, without even having the internet. And it turned out that I really needed this kind of interaction, among other things. If, like me, you are going to try to find God, and that involves moving behind, beyond, or past your church culture, there are some things you will almost certainly need. I'm assuming here, and what a huge assumption it is, that you have a certain amount of knowledge of what the books of the Bible are and what they say, some familiarity with what the biblical Jesus said and what he did, something on the level of, say, what Wikipedia can provide. If you attended a Bible-focused church like mine for any length of time, one assumes you can more than keep up with Wikipedia as to Bible knowledge. If you don't have that background in simply what's in the Bible, you should start acquiring it, for your own reasons, without anyone waving it in your face with a clear personal agenda. I would recommend involving no one else in this very personal process overly much. I really wouldn't recommend study guides, books, small groups, and Bible studies and courses. Not at first. People seem to spend more time talking about what they personally need the Bible to mean, or how they feel about it, rather than what the words say. The latter can be picked up relatively quickly by simply reading it, or even by reading summaries of it. It doesn't take very long to know what's basically in the Bible, and then you have that knowledge. People's personal agendas and feelings about the Bible, by contrast, are likely to be argued and gushed about forever. Well, I know what it sounds like, but what I think this verse actually means... I know when I read this passage, it takes me right back to a very important time in my life. You pretty much have to passively absorb whatever you're told. Remember, it's a book. You can read it. Or at least John and James and Romans. There are modern language translations. Nowadays, you can even have James Earl Jones read it to you in MP3 form if you wish, on YouTube.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomat...
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
I gave her space to repent her fornication, and she repented not.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation.
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches...
Lord Vader, the battle station plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made. An escape pod was jettisoned during the fighting, but no life forms were aboard.
To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers.
Yes, sir.
I strongly recommend taking in the Bible in chunks, not just in verses or chapters, in books, or chunks of several chapters, all in the same day. Maybe do that once a week. It will take a time commitment. This is really the only way you will ever see past the traditional practice of slicing and dicing the Bible into tiny, out-of-context bits, and then decorating one's own opinions with them as if they were nothing more than pink plastic rhinestones on an iPhone case. You can acquire a basic understanding of the Bible, in the same way you can figure out the basics of Star Wars simply by watching the movies and poking around on Wikipedia a bit. Learning what the words in the Bible say is easy nowadays. Having any clue about what they might mean is another thing entirely. The value of the Bible to me today is that God the Son gets to me through it, reaches me, shines into me, inspires me. Not every single time I read it, but sometimes. I was raised to hit people with it, to stab them repeatedly with smashed bits of it, blind them with a handful of splinters of it tossed in their eyes if they weren't seeing things my way. And I now think that's embarrassing behavior, and an embarrassing urge, need, or addiction to indulge, especially from a literal or even a digital platform or pulpit. Assuming you have a bit of Bible knowledge, you'll need some other things too, if you're anything like me anyway.